So vesting, this occurs when property owners make significant state steps prior to the enactment of statutes or local regulations that prohibit or limit the use. Now, we're going to look at some cases that were decided under common law vesting principles, and we'll get to the enactment of Chapter 245 and the statutory rights of vesting, but it's a good exercise to look at the prior cases that were decided under these vesting concepts in order to understand why the legislature has chose to make this a statutory right. So some of the first cases that were decided where a property owner made a claim that he had a vested right to continue was University Park versus Benners. In 1940, they had a comprehensive zoning ordinance, and they zoned out the property owner's right to use his lot for commercial use. The owner sued Benners, and he claimed that he had a vested right to use the lots for commercial. Does this sound familiar? Somebody walking into your office saying, hey, I have a vested right to do this. You can't tell me that I have to, that I can't do this. So this course goes to court. The trial court grants summary judgment in favor of the city, but the appellate court reversed it. But it goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court held that the trial court was right to reverse the Court of Appeals because the property owner had no proof of reliance. The commercial use started in 1925. In 1940, there was a comprehensive rezoning of the property, and the property was actually allowed to use the property for commercial activities.